Podtacular, episode 244, Podtacular Update for January 7th, 2011.
Hello everyone, welcome to Podtacular episode 244. I am Dust Storm.
I'm Julius.
I'm Soccer Zach.
And I guess I'm Ryan 14.
You guess?
You know?
Yeah. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure. We'll just say I'm Ryan 14.
He's pretty sure he likes girls. He's about 99% sure.
If you're not Ryan, who else would you be?
Well, I can't spread myself thin with my aliases. The Tuxedo Cat and, whatever else. Actually, that's it. Just Tuxedo Cat.
This is your second time on the show. Welcome back.
It is. It's number two, like poop.
This is his deuce.
Great segue.
Dropping the deuce.
Thank you.
And we have Soccer Sack. Is this your first time?
It is.
I believe it.
It is. Who has been awarded this position because of him following me, my live streams.
For most of it. I got off a couple times.
Has he been dubbed?
A dubby
guest host.
Yes, he has been dubbed for this podcast. Guest host.
Getting his cherry popped.
Blood everywhere.
Rest
so, Soccer Sock, since you are the guest, you get to tell us how you found Podtacular.
I guess it was because I was looking for a Halo podcast, and I came across Podtacular. I mean, just off of iTunes, and I started listening. I think my first episode was 154 with Dusty, Anorexic, Fumo, and someone else who I don't remember.
Probably Crypto.
It was the Scotch Gun episode, because I remember because I accidentally bumped that topic and got a warning for it.
The Scotch Gun, that was a classic.
I remember that, because...
Back in the good old days.
Which
reminds me, are you timing it, Dustin?
Yes, I am timing it. I always time it. I'm always on top of the timing! By the way, our other host is finally making his return. Brent, are you there?
Yes.
Yay!
Brent, you've been in here. What in the world?
Yeah. Is my mic all right?
Yeah, your mic is weird? Perfect.
Sounds great.
Sound great, right. Actually.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I got a new headset.
Give us that golden awesome radio voice of yours, Brent, with your introduction.
No kidding.
Holy Hello, crap. Everybody.
Brent, are you sure?
Is your last name really Williams? Horsley?
Yeah, it is.
That's awesome.
Not really, you know.
It's that the girls.
It's too easy to make fun of.
It really is.
I'm like a Horsley.
Wait, Brent, is your name actually Brent, or is it Ted Williams in disguise?
Ted Williams, no.
Actually, Sean Connery.
Maybe Ted Nugent. I'll go with that.
Okay.
I'm Ted Nugent in disguise. I've got a crossbow right here. You should check it out.
Man, you sound awesome, dude. What the heck did you get? You know?
What are you using?
Man, I've got this Corsair that I bought for $100 off Amazon. It's one of their new gaming mics.
Oh, nice.
It's pretty sweet.
I'm using a
surround sound.
You sound
I'm using the Turtle Beach X11s.
Dolby Digital 7.1 surround sound.
Hell yeah!
Oh, baby!
Well, we've definitely missed your character around these parts.
Well, I missed you guys. It's a long story, but I don't think I'll get into it.
He doesn't want to bore us.
That would probably take up an episode in itself.
Yeah.
Especially
if you can give us a Cliff's Notes version.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might. I'll just ride off of some sort of biography chapter.
He wants you to do it now is what he's inferring to.
Yes. Yeah. Would you buy my biography?
Yes.
What?
You would do it? I would.
I would buy it and I would torn it. So you can complain about somebody stealing.
Oh, jeez. That would be cool.
Anyway, welcome
Brent
back.
Brent needs all the money he can get, probably.
Yes. Yeah. I'll take a half mil right now.
Hey, that's
Sorry
a joke
if I
for...
sound kind of,
No more. No more yeah. than that.
If I sound kind of loud, it's because these earphones are noise-canceling, so I don't know how to, like, measure my voice now.
Oh, really?
You sound pretty good.
Are they around the ear? Right on, perfect.
See, now,
yeah, they're
now
around
you have,
the ear.
Now you have no excuse.
Take one off. That's what I do.
Yeah, yeah.
It makes it easier.
Yeah, but I kind of like them around my ears. They feel nice.
Surround
That's what she
sound.
Said.
I love it. So fluffy.
I'll probably get a new set of headphones probably by the time Dallas comes around.
Yeah, I definitely recommend Corsair. They're pretty cool.
Sweet.
Does it work on the Xbox?
No.
I wish mine did.
That's Turtle Beach and Astros.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only reason why I bought these. And because they're the cheapest with my discount.
Yeah, you and your Best Buy.
Discount.
Your bloody discount.
I guess somebody said that you can buy one of those external, like...
Yeah, there's adapters for them, but...
Yeah, you can buy mics to make it work. It's just... You
have like an amplifier?
Can't you? Yeah.
No, it's not really an amplifier. It's more like a mixer.
That's right. Really that's what I mean.
Can't you get turtles for computer too? Like, don't they work on both?
Yeah.
What, turtles? I don't know.
Yeah, or Astros.
Well, Astros and turtles work.
Yeah, don't they work on both?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
they have the regular
I don't know how it sounds, but...
They have the regular 3.5 jacks, and then they have...
You're on the A40?
Yeah.
Oh, for real? That's pretty cool. I've wanted one. I just can't spend... $300 on a pair of headphones.
Yeah, I couldn't either, but I did, unfortunately.
And a drunken
don't you work
haze,
at Best Buy? Don't you get like a 95% discount or something?
They don't sell Astros. You can get it on everything in the world.
I honestly got completely shit-faced one night and went to their website and bought it and woke up in the morning and didn't know I bought it. So when I got them in the mail, it felt like Christmas. That's a true
way
story.
Way to go. You fail.
Yeah. No, it's pretty awesome, though. I mean, I never look at my bank account, so I didn't notice the money gone, so.
I have one, but I don't even really pay attention to it.
So, Brent, what did you get for Christmas since we answered this last week?
These headphones, obviously, the headset, and Forza Motorsport 3.
Ooh,
oh, boy.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Forza takes, I still haven't beat it. It's taken me forever. I got that last year.
Sweet.
It's a very engaging game.
I've got Need for Speed to keep me company for now.
Because I got a Need for Speed.
I do have a Need for Speed. And I'll need it tomorrow when I go home.
Oh, you're a meth addict.
Lead
free. Crystal meth. Need for Speed.
Yeah.
You want me to read the first one?
Yeah.
I don't even think that we've divulged in that we're doing the Random Frag Show, but you guys didn't know that's what we're doing.
Yeah, did you say Random Fag Show?
Yeah, that's what
no, said flag.
We're on a witch hunt.
Okay.
We're going to name them all.
All these suckers who sent in these
first
fags.
Random.
The first random fag is Daniel Tosh.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
What, you got something against Daniel Tosh or something?
No, he's all right. But he seems like someone you could f*** with and he could appreciate it, you know? He would know you're just messing around with him.
Right. That's probably about right.
Well, what is that Bigfoot in the background? I just heard something slugging its way down the hall or something.
Boom, boom.
I swear to God, unless it was like out my door, the meth heads may have broke loose downstairs or something.
He actually lives in the universe of I Am Legend.
So, yeah, I moved recently, and I don't live in the best area now, so...
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I remember one night, I was laying in bed, and I heard, like, a domestic dispute going on downstairs, and it's, like, legal to carry firearms here, so, like, I seriously thought there was gonna be, like, a shotgun blast through my floor, like, through my bed, and I'm like, how awesome would it be if I, like, got killed through the floor?
That wouldn't be awesome at all.
I'm not saying, that's not very awesome.
You should go all Gran Torino on there. Sure, like a shotgun.
Make the news,
Spanish,
you know?
The opposite of awesome.
Now I hear riots in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone's got, like, soccer on or something. I hear
it's like the L.A. riots all over again.
Oops. So I was playing Enslaved or something. Like,
I was playing a game, but I forgot the name of it. So.
It was Enslaved. I said.
Yeah, I'll read the first one real quick. You guys,
okay, you can read the first one.
All right. First one is from TimX222, or 222. Hey, peoples, it's Tim, dropping in to say that I am now be submitting more, and what will be the next podcast be about? Well, we're going to record again, so I can't exactly tell you, but if you check the front page, the Facebook, the forums, you can email us, where else we got? A Twitter.
Twitter. Let me see. Call you at home.
There's like 10 ways to figure it out, but RSS. Check the front page. It's usually the easiest way. But them or the Facebook are probably the easiest two ways.
Wolf.com.
We'll wolf you.
Wolf.
He writes it. He just wanted to know so he could contribute.
Well, I say it every week. Check on the front page.
Yes, just so everybody knows.
Check it.
Check the front page.
Check it out.
Comment. Listen to the podcast.
What's it all about?
Well, Tim is gonna head out before aliens mess with his computer. It's kind of, I don't know what neighborhood he's living in.
We're in the future. Except and we did random, make contact this year.
It's also yeah. Letting us know that randomosity rules, but Safari says it's not a word.
Idiocracy.
It's not.
I probably just
Firefox says it's not a word either. So.
I think that you.
Randomosity?
Random.
I think you could bring that,
make that a rule.
Into a.
Word.
You know, real use. Yeah.
Randomosity.
It's a measure of how random you are.
That kind of makes sense, believe it or not.
Wow. Can you actually be random? Can it be a verb?
I don't think you can actually be random. I think everything we do has some sort of purpose, even if we don't know it.
The scriptures of
as far as like random verbal speech goes, think about it. Think about it. You could say anything off the top of your mind, but that might just be a an extension of your subconscious mind, huh? Think about that for a second. Yeah.
Birthday nugget.
Yeah, birthday nugget. I'm sure that has a meaning, but I don't want to delve into it. You know.
Cracker sheet.
What?
Cracker sheet.
Random.
Yeah.
Oh.
Those are two favorite things to munch on. Sheep and crackers.
I think that means you're racist, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you talking about, fool?
Are you a cracker that wears a sheet?
Things? Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, see, you've got the KKK on your mind. There you go.
Oh, sorry. Oh, Lord.
It's not my fault. On. Dustin said it. We're just analyzing it.
Yeah.
You didn't analyze Ryan.
Dustin, you want to read the next one?
Sure.
Entang
writes in. I got Halo Reach yesterday, and it's fracking awesome. I love your show because it's such an informal podcast.
You're welcome.
Keep on fracking trucks and hanging out BJs to little boys and old men.
You said that, not me. You're the one that read it.
Ben and Jerry's is good.
I'm sorry. I should have been here to edit this. I'm sorry, guys.
Okay. You can edit it now.
I like how he appreciates how unprofessional our show is.
I just looked at that word, informal.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. This show would be completely professional if it were just Dustin and Greg.
No.
And the guests.
No.
But then I bring in the element. See, I just kind of wild side, dude.
You just got to bring it out.
I disagree.
Yeah.
I think Brent is the most professional person on the show.
Yeah, I think you're probably the most professional on here. Now you're probably the one that has the most tangents or wide tangents, but
yes.
For the most part, I think you're the most professional out of all three of us.
Well, I appreciate that, even though you're lying.
I wouldn't be saying it if I wasn't lying.
Right. He's professional as long as he leaves his last name off the name tag.
Yeah.
That's why he uses Gamer instead of Horsley.
Yes.
Are you trying to say that I'm professional?
I legitimately thought about putting an E after the S in my last name, just so that people would quit mispronouncing it as Horsley. They did it all the time, like teachers,
really?
Like everybody. Teachers, coaches, like scoutmasters.
Oh, God.
Brent Horsley.
Horsley. They would do it all the time. Be like, it's Horsley!
You could just put a W at the front and solve it.
Yeah.
There's two ways to solve this problem.
Neither of them work in your favor.
Yeah.
Okay, who wants to take the next one?
Thank you for the submission, Entang. We do enjoy handing out those.
I feel sorry for whoever takes the next one.
Can we just skip it?
Let's pick the most sober person of the bunch.
Well, that's
we can make it interesting and pick the drunkest person of the bunch.
Well, I haven't been.
It might be me.
All three of us have been drinking.
Are you insinuating that you were the drunkest person on this webcam?
Are you intoxicated?
Count,
so yeah, well, it's my day off. What am I supposed to do? Drink?
Man,
I
don't drink and record.
While recording.
I did that once, yeah. And I regretted it. All right.
I've never read it. I don't think I've ever been sober for a single podcast I've ever done. It's like you need a fresh oil change for it every single time. And
one time I did it, they recorded me singing Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, geez.
And it was awful. At the time, I thought I sounded great. You know?
Of course, you always think you sound great.
Yeah, yeah, but this was recorded, you know.
Yeah.
You know, if you do it at a karaoke bar, you're not gonna get recorded. So I mean, you just go around thinking that you were awesome.
Well,
I mean, I guess hopefully. Back in the day, maybe.
Hopefully.
Now, in the age of, you know, smartphones and video streaming, I bet that things like that get recorded more often now.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Obviously.
By the way, I'm getting a new camera.
Sweet.
For my birthday.
Does it have a mic?
Which is in 6 days. Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
it can record 720p video.
Yeah. So. I love how the local news in my hometown has no clue how to use a microphone. They don't know where to place their mic, so the audio is always awful. I'm like, I'm an unprofessional amateur podcaster, and my $15 headset sounds better than their $1,000 equipment that they don't know how to use.
All the newscasters should just wear Astros and turtle beaches.
and their show layout should be like ours.
I'm thinking that I'm going to go actually get some good head too.
He's good head.
I knew that if I were a news anchor, I would wear like huge, massive, around-the-ear headsets.
I would wear Princess Leia headsets, to be honest with you.
I think that only works for sports, though.
No, I think it can work for anything. Princess Leia headsets? It just hasn't been, you know, nobody's tried it. Do you really care if the guy giving you the news has a headset on or not?
I mean, I'll mind if it's a headset, but a honking headset?
Yeah, like, I mean, just a normal headset. I mean, it's fine.
I mean, a normal headset, if it's, like, just over the ears or something with a mic piece out, sure. But not these honking ones like Astros that you see at MLG. Hell no.
Yeah. Those aren't that big.
I mean, when you watch those on, like, the live stream for MLG, you see Puckett wearing the huge, you know, around the ear headphones. It doesn't bother you. You don't think, man, Puckett looks awful in those things. I can't watch this.
It seems right for sports because they're having to block out all the extra noise. Yeah. For news, there's really not extra noise around, so why would you even have it?
What if I want to listen to Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon while I'm doing the news?
Well,
start singing it like all
an implant.
Back to you, Brent.
Dark Side of the Moon with 7.1 surround sound.
Would you be able to do that and coherently deliver the news at the same time?
Absolutely, absolutely.
I would like to not.
In fact, while we're podcasting, I'm just going to play it right now.
Okay.
And you'll never know.
This won't end well.
Are you sure?
Yeah, this isn't going to end well. I think
it's going to play through your mic, man.
No, not sure.
No, it won't.
It plays through mine.
It won't.
Maybe not.
Mm. Yeah, why don't they just make headsets where the ear things look like ears and no one would ever know? It's like, wow, that dude has huge ears.
I don't think I
Why hasn't anyone done that? I'm trademarking that right now. You're here.
That would be interesting. That would be quite something.
You could, like, decorate it with, like, you know, earrings and stuff.
Yeah.
Slap some stickers in those ears.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Go on 20 minutes. Weird.
Okay. moving on.
I mean, I can do Monsieur's. I'll just, like, abbreviate.
Go to, somebody go to Google Images.
You can't abbreviate it.
Well, then I'll just say every single Halo map ever, and then.
Okay, yes. It is.
Can I read it? Can I do it?
Sure, you can read it. Right. Go for it.
I'm gonna make it. Can I do the extreme version of it, though?
Fine. Just do it. And get it done with.
Alright, you guys ready for this?
No.
Okay. Good. Okay. All right. All right.
Good luck.
Monsieur Voyeur says, "Hey, PodTac crew, I am back and have very many things to say about our newly bestowed time suck granted to us for the next, well, I'm giving it 8 years. If you answered Halo Reach, you are indeed very correct. First, I would like to thank you, hosting and guesting, for this fantastic show and making it into what has become. Now I have more and more to say as weeks go by, but there is only one amazing feature I'll bring up at the moment. In its entirety, File Browser is god-honest remarkable. I have downloaded every highest-ranked and well-held remake of every nostalgic creation of previous Halo titles. Halo Reach is bringing on a new era for Halo fans as well as their communities. This one in particular. So this is I looking forward to custom games... Period of Halo. Okay, I can't do this. I'm just gonna read it straight.
Hey, Halo Reach and coming month. Edit these.
Yeah, so much for that, right? Okay, yeah. Looking forward to seeing every single one of you.
He's reading it as if it was actually his.
Yeah, well, no. Okay. No, I'm reading it just how it's written. It's just kind of. It looks like a smudge of dirt on the screen right now. Okay, listening, and especially who. Ever maybe reading on... Okay, here we go. Battle Creek, Sidewinder, Damnation, Rat Race, Prisoner, Hang 'em High, Chill Out, Derelict, Boarding Action, Chiron TL-34, Blood Gulch, Wizard, Longest, Death Island, Danger Canyon, Infinity, Timberland, Icefields, Gephrophobia, Lockout, Ascension, Midship, Ivory Tower, Beaver Creek, Burial Mounds, Colossus, Zanzibar, Coagulation, Headlong, Waterworks, Foundation, Containment, Warlock, Sanctuary, Turf, Backlash, Elongation, Gemini, Relic, Terminal, Desolation, Tombstone, District, Uplift, Example. What? Example? What? Construct, Epitaph, Epilogue, Guardian, High Ground, Isolation, Last Resort, Narrow, Sand Trap, Snowbound, The Pit, Valhalla, Foundry, Rat's Nest, Standoff, Avalanche, Blackout, Ghost Towns, Cold Storage, Assembly, Orbital, Sandbox, Citadel, Heroic, Longshore, Boardwalk, Boneyard, Countdown, Forge, World, Asylum, Hemorrhage, Paradiso, and Pinnacle, The Cage, Powerhouse, Reflection, Spire, Swordbase, Zealous, Beachhead, Corvette, Courtyard, Glacier, Holdout, Outpost, Overlook, and Waterfront. I'm going to pass out.
You sound like you're doing a commercial for like one of those music collections, you know?
I'm doing the Fine Print. All right, I love this community and I love this game. Thank you for your time, guys. Hasta luego. Holy I'm seriously going to pass out.
Anyone wondering what Example is?
Yeah. True 80s ballads.
It's from Halo 2 Vista. It was the map that came with the map editor that was an example of what you could.
What is District? I never played District.
District was a Halo 2 Vista map.
Yeah.
District was basically an expanded version of Turf.
Halo 2 Vista is like the game time forgot. Like, nobody ever remembers that game existed except for like the 10 people that played it.
Hey, there's a constant 50 people on, okay?
I don't think that there's a problem with the game as much as like when Vista came out, everybody just hated it so much that they didn't want to buy Halo 2 because you had to have Vista to play it.
Yeah.
And I think that's still the
that
way,
was the
isn't
problem.
It?
Well,
they should have released it when Windows 7 came out, made it 6 times better.
Yeah, Halo 2 7.
If they released Halo 3 right now for Windows 7,
that would be amazing.
I think it would be okay if they did it.
Wait, hold on a sec.
For Windows 7,
let's. You guys want to play a quick game real quick? Do you want to see if there's a map that he did not mention in there?
Well, he didn't mention any of the normal map pack ones.
No.
So
why did he mention Epitaph? That's what I want to know.
Because it's in Halo 3.
Like, why would you
Epitaph / Epilogue?
Yeah, but why would you even mention that map?
Because Epilogue was a remake of it, I think. Epitaph's the actual name of it.
Yeah, I know, but why would you even... That's not a map worth mentioning, is my point.
Actually, for some game types, it is.
No.
Yeah. For King of the Hill, it's actually a pretty good map.
Your mom.
You never said Blackout.
Oh, yeah, I did.
You did?
Yep.
Am I missing it? Oh, there.
Yeah, it's... Yeah.
Copy and pasted.
Yeah, that's what I would have done, so... I would assume that's
what I'm actually, he got that one. Dang it. Shit.
Hey, Brett, you want to
read YouTube? Everything.
I want to bet he missed a Halo 2,
what do I want to do?
Or a Halo PC one. I'm
you
betting
you want to read Giphy Boy?
Yeah, I'll read Giphy Boy. Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to look that up right now.
All right. While you're doing that, I'll read Giphy Boy 92's submission. Oh, man. I got to get ready. Hey guys, Giphy again sending in another sub for Reach. I listened to your previous show and noticed that no one mentioned the refined search option in the start menu in Reach. You can totally search any map just by typing in. If the map is tagged with an original Bungie, you could theoretically get remakes of all the Halo maps to date. This search option is not limited to only maps, but also includes the other types of downloadable media in the game, such as screenshots, film clips, and game types. Just figured I'd mention this since it seemed like something that should be said. Think of all the possibilities with this option. If you wanted to play a random Halo CE map with friends, you could just search, download it, and play it. It's that much easier to play on whatever map you want. Well, that's all I got. Keep up the good work, guys. Keep on thinking up innovative ways to use the AOL trial discs. So far, I've thought of drink coasters, mailbox reflectors, ninja throwing stars, and psychedelic mobiles for hanging above little babies' cribs. Sorry for the longish sub and the random reference to last week's show. This is Giphy Boy 92 signing off. I really should have edited these.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh man.
Interesting.
What else?
I checked my mail earlier today and I didn't get the show notes, so I was gonna edit them then, but sorry.
That's how leaders become leaders. They place the blame on somebody.
Greg, what would you do with your AOL trial disc if you had one right now?
He got all
play
the
Frisbee
PC
with
maps.
My dog.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, PETA's not listening.
I don't know what I would use mine for.
I would use it as a poop reading material, actually.
How would you read it?
Actually, I had...
It's on the front.
You'd read those little stars and stuff?
I had a science teacher from junior high, and she actually makes rat trap race cars with them. And the discs are the wheels.
I think Giphy should read the next one. Will this one be the last one?
Giphy?
No, we can get through the rest of them if we don't get distracted. Giphy was the last one.
Yeah.
That we just did.
Yeah. I guess I'm next. Okay, well,
Who's next?
We can probably read through Stormy.
Who's on first?
I guess it's me, because I haven't gone yet.
Who's on second?
Me.
Okay, well...
Brent, you haven't read one yet, have you?
Yeah, I read one just now.
It's just me. I think it's me.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so DT62 says, as a preference, let me apologize for my lack of brevity. Just wanted to say thanks to you guys for making the Podtacular podcast. I'm 20. Surprise. It's not just minors that listen to your show. I'm a...
Holy crap!
This dude is the exception that proves the rule.
Actually, we had a guy write in that said he was 35. Believe it or not.
Is that your father?
No.
Okay.
My dad is way over the hill.
Okay. I'm attending aviation engineering school. I have been listening for a little over a year, and probably have the most Halo knowledge of anyone over the age of 15. Hello. I don't know.
That's a bold statement.
It's like,
yeah, that's a very bold statement.
It's like, I know a lot.
Frankie O'Connor is over 15, right?
Yeah, the Ascendant Justice guys, you know?
Yeah, you're screwed next to those guys.
I don't know. I guess I'm under 15, or I'm about to be 15, but... Okay, LOL, I keep the most recent episodes on my iPhone, and I listen to them at work all the time. They definitely let the night go by faster. As far as the podcasts go, it's always great, but if you ever have anyone make a repeat appearance, consider the guy from 4chub. In my opinion, it was one of the funniest episodes in recent months. Keep on doing your thing, guys. DT62. P.S. Brent, I hope my mastery of English measured up to your standards. Also, I, as unlikely as it may be, if you ever want an extra voice on your show that doesn't really have any great Halo accreditation other than being a dedicated, well-informed fan, please keep me in mind.
I feel like he paid an English professor to write this. Like a not very, you know, one that wasn't very good. He's just starting out.
Is accreditation an actual word? Can you even verify that?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're accredited, that means that you have credit
schools get
an institution.
Well, I know what accredited is, but like, is it accreditation?
Schools got to go through accreditation.
Yeah, that is correct.
Yeah, that's a word.
How is randomosity or randomocrity not a word?
Randomosity?
Randomocrity is sequel to
randomocracy. What would randomosity be then?
Randomosity is a measure
of variance and randomness, I guess.
Yeah, it is a measure of how random something is.
Yeah,
Brent, like luminosity is.
Okay, we're coining this term right now.
We can't coin this. It's like truthiness. Like, this is gonna make us look stupid.
Like, wait, what was the word though? Was it randomocrity or
randomosity?
Randomosity.
Okay,
you have to make a choice right now. If you're going to go with it, you got to go all the way, man. You got to do it like Stephen Colbert. You got to, like, you know how his, like big word that he contributed is truthiness?
Yeah.
Like, this has to be our word. Randomosity has to be the podtacular word.
I already thought cream corn was.
Well, that's already a word.
That was a different podtacular era. This is our era.
Cream corn is, like, a real thing?
Yeah.
It's really good in a sandwich. You should try it.
You ever had it?
I don't know, sarcasm fail.
You live in New York, because we can have one ordered.
Listen, I've talked about food sometimes. Like, I knew a dude that didn't know what green beans were.
What?
He didn't know what a green bean was until we...
If green is a bean, how much easier can you get?
I'm just saying, some people aren't exposed to some food. You know?
Actually, green beans aren't really beans, though. Are they?
They are.
Oh, they're like,
they are.
They're like long, though.
Well, they're in a pod, so I'm not sure if they're a pea or a bean.
Like a bean. When I think of a bean, I think of like a kidney bean, you know, like a little bean.
What is
bean.
A pea, is it?
A pea is like a seed, right?
Yeah.
Nobody cares about this stuff. Let's move on. I am impressed with whoever wrote that's mastery of English, though. No, that was pretty good. One of the better submissions. If everybody wrote like this, I would be a happy individual.
Oh, yeah. I think
so, DT62, good job. Keep up the good work. And tell all your friends to... I don't know. Do something.
Greg, you're up.
Yes. Number dose for me.
Steven DeBroom.
He wrote, "Hey, they are Podtacular and listeners."
Bull fail!
That's what he wrote.
I know.
Fresh off the grammar Nazi train.
I don't feel like it's a contraction because there's not an apostrophe.
No.
I've never seen someone add the unnecessary YRE.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
This is like old English almost.
That's what I thought at first. I was like, is this dude Britain? British?
Park the very particular and listeners.
Blackadder all over again.
Anyway. That's what he wrote. I'm pretty sure he didn't mean that. What he wrote was, hey there, podcaster. That's what he wrote.
Okay. Stop making random noises.
It's not me, dude.
I was thinking of a good way to show Bungie that we love them and appreciate the games they have made for us over the years. And I came up with something we can all be involved in. What do you think if you guys send a call out on the show and all over the internet for people to send pics of themselves into Podtacular saluting Bungie for their hard work? They can use it as a screensaver or something somewhere in their office. I'm sure they'll love it. People could add messages at the bottom of the photos or their names or whatever they like. Hope you like the idea and give it a shot. Sincerely, Steven. His gamer tag is STABYIO. Stabio.
Oh,
I think we should just show our appreciation by actually buying their game.
Yeah.
Paying their rent, basically.
Actually, I have one of our good family friends is a professional photographer, and that picture that we took at MLG Dallas in 2009, I'm having her fix that up, and if we can get them a shirt, I'm thinking Brent, Greg, and I can sign a postcard and send that along with the shirt.
Please remember us.
Great game, guys.
GG.
We love Halo. Looking forward to Aerospace.
I think that's the build. I seriously think that's the build. Or the engine.
Or the code name for it, probably.
Well, you guys know the next IP, right?
It's Aerospace.
Or whatever. No, well, that's just their... That's
whatever
not
the code
what
name for that is going to be.
Bungie's
actually
making...
No, it would be funny. If they actually, like, started an aerospace program with the money that they had made from Halo. Like, the first commercial space flight program.
That was weird.
How would the game company go into...
John Carmack did it. Really? Went from right. making Doom to making
what
spaceships
you,
now.
What
he sends stuff up in space all the time.
What were you saying there, Ryan? What's the game, actually?
They're making the next Clay Fighter game, dude.
I have no idea what that is.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure you're kidding.
You guys have never heard of Clay Fighter. That was a joke, but maybe I'm just, like, showing my age here. But...
I have no clue what you're talking about.
You guys have whoa. You're going to get a lot of hate mail for this if you guys have never heard of Clay Fighter.
Is it like Gumby?
It's a fighting game from, like, back in the like, middle of the 90s, like, 94, 95 era, like, SNES and Genesis and stuff.
My core gaming experience didn't start till Halo 2.
Yeah. So he doesn't remember a lot of stuff from, like, the GameCube back.
Yeah.
But I remember Clay Fighter. I mean, what it was? It was, like, Clay Fighter 63 and a third or something.
That was the one on, that came 64. Out for, that one came out for 64, but then they had the original on, like, the 16-bit consoles.
I mean, I'm sorry, but I'm a noob when it comes to old games.
Oh, my God.
I never played the one on the 16-bit consoles,
You guys are missing out.
Listen, I played Clay Fighter on the N64, and if it was anything, I mean, mechanically like the old ones, I have no interest in it. I didn't enjoy it. I was too busy playing Super Smash Bros. And Pilot Wings.
It's a rose-tinted glasses game. I mean, it's a staple of childhood, I guess. Anyway, jeez, what an epic fail joke. Oh, well.
Oh, well. Okay,
I apologize for that.
No, that's okay. We're on the verge,
dude. We're just talking about stuff. I'm sorry for talking.
Sorry.
We're about 40 minutes in, so we need to start wrapping this up. I think one more for the rest of us. We'll wrap this puppy up pretty nicely.
Yeah.
So who wants to take As Well Fit?
It should be your turn there, Dustin.
Is it my turn? Maybe it is my turn.
Wait, why would you wrap up a puppy, first of all?
If you were giving it as a gift?
If it has rabies?
You would wrap up a puppy with a bow.
That would be pretty funny to wrap a puppy up with, like, wrapping paper, like, fully.
Moving on! As Well Fit writes in. Hey, everybody. It's everyone's favorite ads back from the void of internetless life. So I thought I better drop a submission into my favorite podcast, who I'm sure missed me as much as I've missed you guys. Anyways, keep sending off my usual way. Keep on trucking frags. Keep it real ads. I'm going to read the next one, too, because that one's short. For the last one was short, too. Stormy Michael M. writes in, keep on fragging people who hate on Bernie Burns and Burnt Gamer. Shoutouts to Path of Blood 778, G. Lewis, Burnt Gamer, Duststorm, and Bernie Burns. Thanks for playing with me last night on Red Dead Redemption.
Game of the year.
Game of
the year. Oh, yeah.
Game of last year.
Well deserved, though. I'm glad to see that.
We'll have our Game of the Year is actually next episode.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Yeah. I wonder what that's going to be.
We'll probably be recording Sunday.
No, he means what's the Game of the Year.
Yeah, what are we going to pick this game of the year? Didn't Bungie put out a game?
what was that game, guys? It was something with a ring and
reach around or what?
Well, if it makes anybody feel any better, I won't be choosing Reach. So
I will.
I don't know if I'll be choosing Reach.
It's the only game I still play that came out in 2010 besides StarCraft.
I know, but for me, it's between Halo Reach and Blur.
Mine's Brotherhood, Reach, and StarCraft.
I don't have Brotherhood yet, so.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you can throw Mass Effect 2 in there, even though I think
I'm hoping to get Black Ops and Assassin's Creed Brotherhood for my birthday.
When's your birthday?
6 days.
I should have known that.
January 13th. Born on Friday the 13th!
Alright.
My mom was.
Your mom? There's a. Yeah.
Your mom?
Yeah.
I feel like Mass Effect 2 would. We'll talk about it next episode. Yeah, we'll move on. We'll go.
Yeah, next one. Sarcastic Soda. Who's up? It's either Brent or Ryan.
All right, I'll do it. Sarcastic Soda says, "Hey PodTech, it's me, the only soda you have to buy off of the internet, and you still won't get. Even though this is the multiplayer show, I'd like to say that this on the last level,
it wasn't under multiplayer. It was under Rack-a-Bracks.
Yeah, on the last level." Lone Wolf, I noticed that there were a lot of dead Spartans on the ground. It made me think that maybe this is Bungie's tribute to the book, The Fall of Reach. Anyway, on to the multiplayer. I am loving the multiplayer, except for the fact that people keep forging up Call of Duty maps. This is Halo, not some game where you really don't need skill to play. Also, I figured out a glitch one time in Slayer Pro on Asylum. I was in the middle of the map going towards Red Base's sniper, and right before a guy assassinated me, I hit sprint and it took me out of the assassination, but I could still hear the sound effects. Love the show. Keep on fragging noobs who think I have no life because I'm a lieutenant colonel. P.S. I am making an infection map for the Forge contest. If anybody would like to test it with me, send me a friend request saying you're from Podtacular. I don't accept random friend requests.
And neither do I.
Wait, how long ago did they submit these? Because lieutenant colonel is what I am, and I haven't played the game since October.
Yeah.
This one?
I'm not even a lieutenant colonel yet. I've been playing it like every day.
I'm still
a major.
What?
I don't get how much
Are you like only playing Forge or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like a commander. I haven't played that game much since Black Ops came out. I'm a commander, at least.
It actually is pretty recent. That was, I want to say, beginning December.
Wow.
Is that
who would think
before
or
after
no
the level cap? Is that before or after the level? Level cap was in.
The level cap was Lieutenant Colonel.
Yeah, but when did level cap?
October.
October? Yeah. He has a life.
All my friends are like getting the weird titles, like Hero? Believer.
On one of my gamer tags, I'm Lieutenant Colonel Grade 2.
Yeah. I'm still amazing.
But that's because I have two accounts.
Yeah. I don't know. I think the highest I've seen is a hero so far.
I need a hero!
Wow, you guys made me feel a lot better. I didn't even want to start playing again because I was so behind.
Nah. A lot. I don't know.
I'm only a major. Honestly, it really doesn't matter. All that really matters is buying stuff at this point.
I told everybody, I'm like I'm busy obviously playing like Cataclysm right now, but I told everyone that I would start playing Reach again when Bungie fixes the player models on the service records, and that I'm sticking to that.
I think they have for some people, because Dusty's is different.
They did.
They haven't fixed it on mine, which is weird.
Yeah, they haven't fixed mine either, and I'm waiting. Yeah. I'll play Reach the day they fix mine. I checked it today, because someone said they were fixed, but mine's still messed up.
You have to... But I think you'll have to go in and actually rechange something because it won't get changed unless you make an update.
Do something.
They're trying to trick me into playing though.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
okay.
Sometimes
I think
you just gotta fall for that stuff.
I think that's just reality of the fact. I think you're just gonna have to do it anyways.
You just have to play again because I haven't touched anything on BungieNet and my guy got changed.
Am I gonna have to take a leap of faith?
Yes. You should.
I might. I forget how to play the game, though. It's been a while.
Talk about taking something. Why don't you take the next one?
Me?
Yeah.
What do we got? What's Scotto next?
Yeah.
All right. Scotto 360. That's clever, because his name's probably Scott, and he likes Xbox.
He's, his name is Scott, and he likes Jackass, and he likes Steve-O way too much.
Or he likes spinning around in circles. All right. Hypodtacular. No. This is his first. Hypodtacular.
He likes spinning in circles.
Now, look at the punctuation on that first little sentence. Hypodtacular.
It's like a poem.
It's prose, right?
Man, I love prose. I'm a master of prose myself.
I'd first like to say well done and thank you for your show. What? Did I miss something?
Just go on.
Someone fart? Okay, anyway. I'd first like to say well done and thank you for the show. It's helped me understand a lot about the Halo franchise as well as the books. I really love Halo Reach. Its matchmaking system is superb. Subperb? It's like subpar?
Yeah.
But, I guess.
Anyway, I wish Bungie... Subperb. Anyways, I wish Bungie will make a Saber playlist, because I just know how extremely popular and just know it would be extremely popular and joyful. Forge World is insane!
You can like, Ryan is insane!
Yeah, it's all caps and exclamation points, so it's insane!
Insane!
Insanity!
Insane! Are insane!
You can just about customize every little detail you want. I've made very few maps myself. Or I've made a few maps myself. My best one, Tritacular, is a Team Slayer, SWAT, Pro Slayer map. Halo Reach's campaign was a little too compact at the end for me. Spoiler alert.
There's no more spoilers. There's no more spoilers.
Everybody you never know. Someone may have gotten it.
Or did he?
If you're listening to this show and you haven't played the game yet, you have a problem.
If you're sitting chow and you spent way too much time on the multiplayer.
He's calling someone out.
So Obsidian did that with Black Ops. He got mad at me because I spoiled something in Black Ops, and he's had the game for like 3 weeks longer than I have. I had the game, and he never beat the campaign. I'm pretty sure he still hasn't. He's like, but there's so much more to do.
Oh, okay.
I have the game. I haven't beat the campaign. I haven't even opened it up.
See, yeah, but he's had the game and he's played it like every day.
Uh-oh.
Continue right. with the submission.
Anyway, first Jorge dies, or.
Here we go again.
Or did he?
Just
conspiracy theory. Okay. In the Covenant Supercarrier, then in the last few missions, everyone dies. That's not true, is it?
No. La 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 la.
John.
June doesn't die.
Yeah. I feel Kat's death was a bit stupid. A simple way to fix this is when Kat is running the elevator, she doesn't put her helmet back on. And then she gets shot in the head. Oh, wow. That would make so much more sense,
that
wouldn't it?
That would make more sense, yeah.
I was still amazed by Reach's campaign. If Bungie/343 Industries makes a remake of Halo C in Halo Reach type of graphics, that would be really awesome. After I saw the Pillar of Autumn cutscene in Halo Reach, I actually played the first mission of Halo CE. If 343 does make a Halo 4, I feel that is where Halo should stop, finally closing the story. Thank you for everything, Podtacular. Keep on fragging the Coveys.
Spoiler alert, it won't stop there.
Yeah, yeah. You know, right?
They've already announced two trilogies.
Have they confirmed the Halo CE re-release with Reach's engine yet?
They have not.
Okay, I'm waiting for that. That'll probably be at 3 or something, though.
I don't know. I don't want to mess with Master Chief.
I don't know if a graphics update would be nice, but I don't want...
If they fix the pistol, I'll be mad.
Yeah.
That'd be mad.
I don't know. I can see them doing the CE remake with Reach's engine. That would sell the shit out of...
Yeah, it would. I would buy it. But as long as they didn't mess with anything, like, in campaign. Like, they didn't fix the pistol and all that other stuff.
All it needs is a graphics update, maybe the
multiplayer,
and maybe matchmaking.
Yeah, just a map.
That's it.
No map packs. Would you guys be fine with map packs?
Well, if they put the PC maps into the Xbox version.
How funny would that be if they made the map packs for the CE re-release Halo 2 maps?
You know, it'd be interesting if they actually took some of the custom edition maps and put them in there.
I could see them doing that.
That would be cool.
They should put in the AR that shoots tank scorpion. Yeah, no, they shoot scorpion pistols.
I love those modded maps. They're so much fun.
The plasma pistol that shoots out idle Spartans.
Yes. Or plasma grenades.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chaos Gulch is one of the best.
No, the SMG or whatever, actually the AR that shot out like plasma grenades was epic as hell. That's what the plasma launcher should have been. So that useless dolphin that it is.
Okay, last one.
Oh, I guess that's me.
Yeah.
Okay. Owen Handley says, "Hi, Podtacular. I think your podcast is great, and if ye had sponsorship, ye
ye, here we are in the old English again.
you would be in the would be the best. Anyway, have ye tips how to make a clan? It's best. It is best. Oh, and I have a few people in it, nine, and some of them have
grammar fail.
Wee woo, wee woo. Grammar police.
I may put the fail boat to
him. It's hard to read. And how? I don't know. Should I say nine?
Oh, like, Christ!
Any just wondering how to filter the cruds out. Thanks from the west of Ireland. Trust me, there's a difference between east and west. Keep on fragging those that think ninjas are better than assassins. Gamertag Owen 6963.
And those that don't know how to use grammar.
Yeah. Send your tips. Oh, this is the end. Grammar. There's no space in it. I was about to extra.
Sorry. It's actually a horizontal awesome. Row there that you don't see.
Yeah, see, I can't see this. I don't know.
Sorry.
See, yeah, I spaced it. I was about to read the extra, or whatever.
The outro part. Andrew, I love you. Okay. Well, that's all the time we have, because we are running close to an hour. Holy crap. We're actually, I think we're right at 55 minutes, I think.
After the, you gotta keep in mind the disc story, so.
Actually, 50. No, that's excluding that part. We're about 50 minutes. We're about 50 minutes. And now they know about it, and they know that they missed something.
You'll never know.
No, you won't. For our eyes only.
Yeah, ears, whatever.
In a sense, you can say it's strictly confidential.
Ooh. And are we going to see any of that returning in 2011 by any chance?
Probably not.
Are we going to see an official release, maybe?
No.
No?
Oh.
Nope.
You and Krunk don't...
No, I think you will. I don't think Krunk's up for it, though.
I'm sure he would be.
I would love to have Krunk on the show, man, just to, like, correct me whenever I make an incorrect pop culture reference.
I've talked to him about
it. I still feel bad about that one time he corrected me on that Sammy Hagar lyric. Yeah, that made me feel bad. I hate you, Krunk.
And he said he wanted to do it.
I hate you, Captain Krunk. I'm not even going to pronounce your gamer tag right.
Captain Krunk?
Yeah. Yeah, why do you got to abbreviate that stuff, Why do you got to be... What is this, like Captain Crunch?
Oh.
You ever read it? That's not how they spell it on a Captain Morgan bottle. And he's a real captain. I'm just joking.
But
I love
actually, we've had some call-outs on doing Goldenrod Radio.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's a demand for it. People love
there's
Pokemon.
There's a demand for it. We should totally do some test episodes these next months.
Will that be you guys?
The iTunes podcast people don't like it, apparently. Or they can't read. I don't know.
Yeah.
They can't read the name of the podcast because there were like three comments or whatever that said, like, don't ever do Pokemon again. It was terrible. It's the Halo podcast. It's the Halo podcast.
Why? See, that's why we need to do Goldenrod Radio so we don't get it mixed up with our regular show.
Here's the issue.
It said after show. Like, that's kind of obvious. It's kind of obvious that it's not the same. I don't know.
Where are these listeners that, like, get mad at me whenever we start talking about Halo or whatever? Like, are they doing reviews on iTunes? I mean...
There's a bunch, I think.
Yeah, there are.
There's a secret audience that we don't even know about, and we, like, can't cater to them because we don't know what they want.
Can I
they
just address something real quick?
If you're listening, go to our forums. Do something. Go to the front page and just comment
the episode. Yes! Comment.
Tell us what you want, and we will give it to you.
I don't agree with the do something. You should do that.
The views of Gregory Lewis do not reflect the Podtacular.
Actually, they do because he's a co-host.
Yeah.
And I run the Facebook, so...
Yeah. Like, he's the Facebook master.
I run the site. I think I have the most say in it.
You think
vlog profile.
Facebook is the number one attended site in the world, not Podtacular.com.
Yeah. That's weird, too.
Though it may change.
You would have thought, like, Google would have been up there, but I guess not.
Yeah, when are they going to make a movie about our story? What would our movie be called? Facebook's movie is The Social Network, right? The whole Zuckerberg story is The Social Network. What would
ours would be called Clusterfuck.
Let's wrap this up and we'll discuss this post-show. Send in your tips, tricks, and tales to submissions@podtacular.com for a chance to be featured on the show. We read these regularly through our show rotation.
Check out podtacular.com for the latest community news and events. While you're there, check out our forums where you can meet up with other fans and listeners of the show.
We would like to thank everyone who helps out at Podtacular by donation through PayPal, leading clans and events, following us on Facebook and Twitter, and subscribing to our show.
For those who subscribe to the show through RSS, iTunes, or other podcast aggregators, please visit podtacular.com for information about updating your feeds to the latest ones. Because we have new ones, people.
Yeah.
Check out the latest show rotation.
Well, actually, these shows are still showing up on the old feed, and I actually need to get it from Fumo, because apparently the iTunes is still on the old feed, too.
You said that 2 weeks ago.
I know, but I'm still saying it. You can't just say when we can expect everyone to get it the first time. That should be fairly evident by now of our podcast listener base.
Yes.
So just making that announcement. And we're running close to an hour. So with that, we're going to say goodbye. And we will see you in a couple days for our top games of 2010.
Oot.
And thanks again for Soccer Sack and Ryan14 for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, dudes.
You're welcome.
Thanks, bro.
Thanks, you're bro. Welcome. Okay, thanks, bye.
Cool show, bro.
NP.
Whoa.
Oh,
that sounded really cool.
That was like the lamest AK-47 ever.
Sounds like someone gets slapped with like a bag of catnip or something.
Yeah.